In 2000, the start of the new millennium and the year after I first came here, I did a project called Sticking a Pin In for BBC Radio Nottingham. Every week I would sit in the studio, blindfolded, in front of a big map and holding a big pin. Somebody would call in and say left a bit, right a bit, and wherever the pin landed, that's where I would go, to gather stories and then write a monologue which was broadcast some weeks later. And as luck would have it, one day the pin landed in a little village not far from Hucknall called Newstead, or close enough for me to say it was Newstead, which gave me a reason to come back here and see all those people who had been good enough to get on a bus and come to Nottingham to hear me talk about them. I listened to the piece I made for Radio Nottingham the other day, for the first time in donkey's years. I'd forgotten that it included some bits of sound that I had recorded here, some from the church, or rather outside the church, at an event to mark the installation of the Millennium Windows, designed and made by members of the congregation with the artist Sarah McNichol. The piece ends with children from the primary school reciting some of Byron's poetry. They'll be in their 20s and 30s now, maybe doing jobs that they or their parents didn't know existed or couldn't ever have imagined back then. And maybe you're one of them. I hope so. So that's about it. We're about done. As I pointed out when we started, Cast is just opposite, on your right in Cornerstone House, the organisation that Mick set up and which has done so much fantastic work. When I sat in his office and told him about this walk, I noticed two posters above his desk. One was the iconic image from the Kes film poster of the young boy flicking the V's. And the other was a proverb, in Japanese script, about the value of sitting on a rock, of patience, of how good things will eventually come. If it's open, do pop in. I'm sure they won't mind. And there are some wonderful pictures of kids holding enormous fish that they've caught by being patient. I've got a kind of bonus track as well, if you want to listen to it. The BBC Radio Nottingham piece. It's called Don Juan Deep Pan and is 13 and a half minutes long, so you'll want to find somewhere to sit. And it's not really a part of this. It's more like one of those extra things that used to come with DVDs that no one ever watched. It's someone from the village, though, who should really have the last word. So turn your gaze towards those terraced houses on your right and look for number 38, where Linda used to live. It's been a real treat being back here again, meeting people who I first met over two decades ago during a very difficult time. Of course the village will keep changing, but what's the alternative? You've got to keep fighting, and you've got to keep working together. Onwards and upwards.
I moved in the village in 1966 and we lived at 38 Telford Road. But then it was just 38 Old Village. The toilets was across the way. So at night you had to have a candle. And I lived next door to an old man and he sat on the toilet and he whistled to make sure that I knew he was in the toilet. We'd got no bathrooms. We were struggling. We had to get a tin bath, fill it, then empty it. Anyway, we heard this particular month Lord Robins was coming. Lord Robins was over the pits and he came to Newstead to have a look round. So we women got us placards and we stood at the pit gate and we collared him. And we took him in one of the houses and said, look, we have no bathroom How would you like to live in this house with no bathroom? What would you do? Within a couple of months, we got word that they were putting bathrooms in every one of these rows of houses.
The Women and the Writer's Story was written and read by Andy Barrett, Margaret Timmins, Sharon Harding and Linda Bird. It was recorded by Phil Booth at JT Sower, and the sound design was by Adam P. McCready. Thanks to Mick Leavers and all whose voices you heard, to everyone who shared their stories and who helped with the research for this walk. The Women and the Writer's Story is part of Sherwood Voices, a series of six audio walks for Bestwood, Calverton, Clipston, Edwinstowe, Newstead and Ollerton. The project has been produced by Excavate in partnership with Inspire and Minor to Major and has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and the National Lottery Heritage Fund.